time for setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
That's right. Sometimes it almost seems like we make these up because it just seems so obvious.
Okay.
So, if you can manage to make it through the day without drinking and driving...
that's bad. That's against the law. That can kill people.
Sure. When you don't have a license...
also really, really bad. You're supposed to have a license.
And when you're blind...
oh!
You're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. You can't get a license when you're blind. Anthony. Because seeing is a very important part of driving.
Anthony. So Anthony made it about 150 miles along a British highway at night.
That's impressive. That is honestly, can we just stop and say that is impressive? How in the world did he do that?
They
don't have guardrails like bumper rails on a bowling alley.
I know. So I guess he has some sight.
Okay.
So
he has to, because there's no way you can drive 150 miles
but,
and stay on a road when you can't
see. Police pulled him over. He was swerving. Could have been the fact that he was drunk because he failed a breathalyzer.
Oh, wow.
Could have been the fact that he was blind and didn't have a license. So all of that. So anyways, like I said, a lot of times it seems so obvious that it's like, okay, come on now. Really? Are you making this up?
Maybe he did it from memory because he said he went blind 2 years prior.
Yeah. Still, Kelly, if I went blind today, I don't know if I could make it successfully from the radio station to my house.
Just from memory?
Yeah.
And feel?
Yeah. So anyway.
Let alone if there's any traffic.
Right. So there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without drinking and driving, yes, bad.
Wow.
When you don't have a license, yes, also bad. And you're blind.
Wow.
Then you're doing okay.
Get it. He's got some stuff like going on that he's dealing with. But let's ask someone to take us for a drive if we need to.
Mm-hmm.